This is How to Consume Your Cavalier, written by Marenki and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Summary: Eat, swallow. Eat. It was an easy command, wasn't it? Christabel mouthed it again. Eat, smiling peacefully, as if she wasn't dying. Mercy Moore knew the theory. She'd found it out, swallowed the knowledge, let it live inside her brain, fermented and sour. And now she stared at the fading Christabel. Christabel smiled, mouthed, "Come on," like a challenge. It was. Mercy Moore knew enough to know it was. If she had any time to steel herself, she would have. Instead, Mercy Moore revised the theory in her brain, neurons firing too fast for coherence. According to all theorems, there was a need to consume the cavalier. But mathematics, the exact science that it was, never offered a weight to it, a quantity. All it said was consummation whilst still alive, and it wasn't like they could test it beforehand. So Mercy Morn could only start pulling Christabel's soul into hers, to chew on it forever, as she used her necromancy on her dying cavalier. It was 8 parts. Mercy Morn knew them by heart, taking the briefest of moments to cradle Christabel's face before setting to work. First, force Christabel's adrenal glands to produce adrenaline. Just for good measure, she made the medulla oblongata do it as well. A little more wouldn't hurt. Mercy Moore knew it was working when Christabel gasped, her half-lidded eyes opening fully, contorting on the floor. A swipe of her hand paralyzed Christabel. Second, using Christabel's own rapier, she cut off her clothes, falling into bloodied pieces easily. She watched Christabel's tit slide to the side, leaving her ribcage open, breath quickened and shallow. That wouldn't do. Mercy Morn regulated Christabel's breath, so it was even and nice. Her heart, Mercy Morn could feel, galloping against her ribcage, a heavy thud, thud, thud that felt nice against her fingertips. But that would be needed. Shame it wouldn't last. Third, still with necromancy, Mercy Morn cut open Christabel's skin, slicing through epidermis, dermis, and hypodermis like a hot knife through fat, muscle parting beneath her fingertips as she cauterized the little broken blood vessels, revealing the sternum. By her side, Augustine didn't have such finesse. It didn't matter. Not right now. Not ever. Fourth, punch the sternum and break it in half. Mercy Morn dissolved the bone, wishing she had a retractor. In its absence, a flick of her fingers made the ribs jump out, wing-like in their shape. Mercy Morn positioned herself better, sitting atop Christabel's hips, a familiar position corrupted by it all. Christabel whined like a kicked animal. But wasn't this suffering, this pain, what she desperately wanted? Perhaps it was cruel, but when Mercy Morn looked up to her, all she saw was Christabel gazing lovingly at her. "Go on," she mouthed, teeth red. This was her design, her plan. Mercy Morn needed to see it through. She wouldn't let Christabel die in vain. 5. Don't cry. She wanted this. She wanted Mercy Morn to live, even if it meant dying. Crying wouldn't make her live. The process had been started, and it was out of Mercy Morn's hands now. 6. Mercy Morn extracted her beating heart out of her chest, cradling it lovingly, careful not to break anything. Her hands were coated with blood, but she kept staring at the beating organ. It looked beautiful. The fat on top glistened pink, the heart alive against her hands. The thud, thud, thud of the heart made the bones in her palms vibrate in the same rhythm. 7. She bit down. Christabel screamed, and Mercy Morn, chewing and biting without pause or consideration to which was which, could feel the soul churning inside her, burning like a fire that reached the skies. She kept biting, kept chewing, putting more and more of the meat inside her mouth. It was hard. The heart was the most well-developed muscle, but Mercy Morn was a necromancer, and it was easy to strengthen her jaw, make it so that muscle was no harder to bite through than butter. 8. Christabel was dead. There was too much meat still to consume, and Mercy Morn could feel the soul slowly but surely anchor itself within her. But had it been enough? How could she make sure of it? How could she know the heart alone had been enough? What if only consuming the heart bound Christabel's soul to Mercy Morn for days, if not hours, if not minutes? Mercy Morn eyed the empty body. Christabel lived inside her now, and thus, that thing laying down was nothing more than a carcass, and made a decision. Swallow, she heard the ghost of Christabel's voice say, and Mercy Morn obeyed. She still had much more to eat. The end.